give him the praise. Amen. 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 Thank you to our music ministry for ushering us into the presence of the Lord today. We're certainly excited to be in worship today. Amen. And certainly thank God for your presence here today. And I hope you've come today expecting to receive a word from God today. Amen. Amen. I am just super excited. I want to encourage you to continue to pray for all of those who are sick and shut in, who are part of our fellowship. Amen. And also continue to pray for the bereaved families as well. We want to certainly pray for those individuals. I know this is vacation season, and we want to pray for those who are on vacation. And then don't forget, on the fourth Sunday in this month, amen, we'll be celebrating our church's 98th anniversary. Amen. We're super excited about that. And to celebrate that day, we've asked each member to give a sacrificial gift of $100. As well as your regular tithes and offerings. And don't forget leadership meeting. It will be this coming Saturday at 12 noon. Amen. God bless you. If you're visiting with us today, I am super excited to have you to come and be our special guest here at the Edge today. Amen. You ready for a word today? Amen. Won't you stand to your feet with me? Won't you stand to your feet with me? Father, in Jesus' name, how we love and thank you today for this privilege and opportunity, oh God, of worship and praise. And now, God, as we approach your word, we ask that you would speak a relevant word, God, into our lives today that will make us better than we were when we came in this place today. And so now, God, as your preacher, I ask, God, that you would rescue me from me, take me and hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Let less of me and more of thee show this day. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thine sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, and the people of God said, amen, amen. Psalm 25, line 16, English Standard Translation. Psalm 25, line 16, one verse, amen. English Standard Version. It's on the screen for your convenience. I want to encourage you to read it aloud together. Ready, read. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Amen. You may be seated in the very presence of the Lord today. I want to commence a series of sermons today, and the series is entitled Breaking Free. Breaking Free. And today's lesson or message is dealing with loneliness. So breaking free from loneliness. 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 I read an interesting story that I want to share with you about a college football coach. This particular season, his team did not win a game. Interestingly, his last game was a home game. Needless to say, they lost. It's interesting that when he was walking off the field, the fans that remained in the stands began to boo him. To make bad matters worse, not only did the fans boo him, but then the boosters wanted him to be fired. He's already down because they had a losing season. Fans boo him. Boosters want him fired. Late that evening, he made his way home. When he arrived at his residence and put his key in the door, his dog ran to him. His dog put his paws on his chest and begin to lick him in his face. Coach made his way, his home make his way to his den. He sits down in the den. When he sat down in the den, he says to his wife, he says, a man needs at least two friends. Feeling dejected, bad. So what his wife does the next day, she goes out and buys him another dog. Do with that whatever you want to do with it. But let me share with you that there are some married people who are lonely. And today, my brothers and sisters, I wanted to share this lesson. So if you don the doors of hollowed walls of this sanctuary and you're grappling with loneliness, you came to the right church on the right Sunday. Because if I can be honest with you, loneliness is not an issue that the church addresses. But the truth is that there are a lot of lonely Christians. They dress up and they look good on the outside, but on the inside, truth be told, I find Psalm 25 a very interesting and intriguing text. Psalm 25 has been given credit to have been written by David. It's uncertain exactly when David wrote Psalm 25. Some scholars have suggested that David wrote it during the time that his son Absalom had rebelled. What we do know is that Psalm 25 is a psalm that entails three prayers. First prayer of Psalm 25 is lines 1 through 7. The second prayer is, according to one scholar, is line 11. And then the third prayer is lines 15 through 19. It's obvious that the psalmist was under attack. He was dealing with an enemy or enemies. And consequently, what the psalmist decided to do of his own free will and accord, he decided that he would go to God. He was under attack. He needed guidance, so he went to God. He goes to God. Matter of fact, if you wanted to give Psalm 25 a theme, the theme could be, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." It's interesting, my brothers and sisters, because when we look at Psalm 25, particularly when we go down and scroll down to line 16 in this prayer, this third prayer of Psalm 25, it's a prayer where the psalmist is asking God to rescue him. He wants to be rescued. Furthermore, he declares Not only is he dealing with an enemy, but he furthermore, he declares in line 16 that he's lonely. But watch this, it gets worse. Because not only does he say in line 16 that he's lonely, and he asks God, and he's asking God to rescue him, but he furthermore says, God, I'm also afflicted. I'm a little nosy. So I wanted to know about this afflicted. Uses the word in King James as well. He says, lonely and afflicted. But when I look, when I studied and when I understand that this word afflicted in Hebrew, ani, in Hebrew, it means depressed. Watch this. He's saying, not only is he lonely, but he's also depressed. Can I offer this suggestion to you? Is that loneliness can give birth. I wish I had help here. To depression. We need to deal with it. We need to break free from the spirit of loneliness. And so that's what the psalmist, that's the context of this text. That's what the psalmist is really saying. Lord, I need your help. Rescue me because I'm not only lonely, but I'm depressed. And God, I need your help. Rescue me. There are three things that I want to share with you that I discovered from this one verse about loneliness. Three things. The first thing is the reality of loneliness. The reality of loneliness. The reality of loneliness. David was very open and honest with God about how he felt. David affirms that you can be saved, you can be Christian, and be lonely. Lonely, the reality of loneliness. My friends, loneliness is real. It's real. It's real. You can jump and shout in the sanctuary. Still be living with loneliness internally. Are you listening to me? Loneliness is real. Furthermore, I want you to understand that loneliness has no respect of person. Sinner or saint, black or white, rich or poor, male or female, everybody can be affected by loneliness. Watch this. Loneliness involves a feeling of inner emptiness, isolation, and intense longing. Loneliness has nothing to do with who is or isn't around you. Loneliness is an internal issue. Lonely people often feel left out, unwanted, rejected, and misunderstood. Now, there's a difference in loneliness and being alone. You can be alone and not be lonely. In fact, there are times when you need to be alone. Are you listening to me? Let's put a little Bible with it. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, simply says, and after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up to a mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there, not lonely, alone. Jesus, that is, he was there alone. There are times, brothers and sisters, when we need to be alone. We need to be alone. Sometimes you need to be alone so you can pray, so you can meditate, so you can read the word of God. However, I want you to understand that loneliness can cause you to feel like you don't have nothing to live for. I want you to know that loneliness can eat away at you internally. Loneliness can sap your strength and rob you of your hope. Loneliness is real. You got to be careful, because there's sometimes people who are lonely, they won't tell others they're lonely, because they're afraid of how people may look at them and what they may say and think about them. So they just try to live with loneliness. Because if they try to tell somebody that they're lonely, then others may just say, just get over it. Just pray more. I wish I had help in here. Yeah, so people they're reluctant and hesitant to tell others how they really feel. But guilty, let me offer this to you. Loneliness is real. It's real. Secondly, David teaches us in Psalm 25, he teaches us the reason for loneliness. Stay with me. The reason for loneliness. It's a reality, but it's the reason for loneliness. David was dealing with his enemy. It was too much for him to deal with alone, so he turns to God. All right. When you get a chance, look at scroll back up to verse 15. Because in verse 15, listen to what he says. He says, my eyes are ever toward the Lord. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. David says, my eyes are on heaven, because I need God to deliver my feet out of my enemy's net. I wish I had help. Yeah, he says, I'm turning my face, my eyes toward heaven. I'm not looking at my enemy, because the reason why I'm feeling lonely and depressed is because of what I'm going through. And so I'm not looking around, but I'm looking up. I wish I had help here. And can I suggest to you today, church, that whenever you are dealing with something physically, I want to offer this suggestion to you that you need to look to God and ask God for help and ask God to rescue you. I wish I had witnesses here. So watch this. So I thank God. He redirected his focus. Now, the reason, again, for his loneliness was he was grappling with this enemy. He was grappling with this enemy. He was under attack. The truth of the matter is, you under attack. I'm under attack. And just like David had an enemy, he was dealing with an enemy, we got an enemy. So if you want to talk about the reason for loneliness, is that old enemy? Yeah, it's that old enemy. It's that old slew-footed devil. Yeah, he always want to attack us. And in his arsenal of attacks, he used various ways of trying to destroy us. And one way he will try to destroy you and I is with loneliness. Oh, yeah. He will try to do it because you got to understand, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy us. And so if he thinks he can use loneliness to destroy you, that's what he'll use. Because you've got to understand that everything God ever built up, the devil always wants to tear it down. And my brothers and sisters, you've got to understand here today that the enemy will attack us with loneliness. With loneliness. Listen to what I discovered. Watch this. Dr. Gary Collins, who's a professor of psychology, and a Christian author, he said this. Listen to me very carefully. We live in a lonely producing society. I want that to sink in. Dr. Collins said, we live in a lonely producing society. Watch this. A lonely producing society where rapid change and modern technology discourages intimacy and it stimulates loneliness. All right, let me say that again because I want you to get it. We're living in a time where we have modern and advanced technology, but to the contrary, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't stimulate intimacy, but rather it stimulates loneliness. So we got all kind of gadgets, but we're lonely. I wish I had him. See, in other words, watch this. I know you got a whole lot of Facebook followers. Our Facebook friends, I should say, and you have a whole lot of Twitter followers, but we're still, I wish I had help here, but we're still lonely. We're still lonely. And it's important, brothers and sisters, that we have times where we put our phones down and start talking to each other. I ain't say text. I said talk. We thank God for technology. It's good in its place. But there's a problem. It's producing more lonely people. Are you listening to me? We need to break free. I remember about a month or 3 weeks, a month ago, I flew to Orlando. And I flew Southwest, and you know, they have open seating, no assigned seats. And I got in my seat, and then there was an older lady who came and sat next to me. Me being true to my nature, I didn't wait for her to speak to me. I spoke to her, and I asked her, I said, how you doing, and how's your day going so far, how's your day been? That's all it took. That was it. That's all it took. It was about an hour, 40-minute flight. She talked to me, and I listened to her. For 1 hour and 40 minutes, all I said was, yes, ma'am. Really? She told me everything about her life. And when I got off the plane going to get my luggage, I said to myself,
Maybe she just needed somebody. Come on, saints. Maybe she just needed somebody to talk to. Maybe she needed somebody to listen to her. Because can I tell you something else? The interesting thing is that some of us, that's why people don't want to talk, because you're too opinionated. They ask you always for your opinion. Sometimes they just want you to listen. Have you noticed we got two ears? One mouth? Have it ever dawned on us that maybe God wants us to do a little more listening than talking? I wish I had help here. So I said to myself, maybe she just needed somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to her. I didn't give my opinion on what she said. I just said, yes, ma'am. So we have to learn, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of people who are lonely, who are lonely. There's an interesting scripture in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Listen to what God says, to what God's word says. It says, the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Now, the interesting thing here, brothers and sisters, about Adam, Adam could fellowship with God, enjoy the beauty of the garden, eat the fruit, accomplish his daily work, and even go out and pet the snake, pet the bear, the lion, and the tiger. But isn't it interesting that God could see, the God who made him, could see that there was something missing in Adam? It wasn't Adam's request, but it was God who said, something's missing, and I'm going to make you, Adam, a helper suitable, a helper that fits you. And that's what God literally did for Adam, is he made Adam a helper to fit him, because he knew man was created to be social. He needed somebody more on his level to resemble him. And he created woman. So watch this, thirdly and finally, and I'm done. But then I want to tell you about the resource in loneliness, the resource. I told you about the reason. It's the old enemy. But there's an available resource. And I still learned this from Psalm 25, line 16, basically. Because what I discovered is that David apparently understood that he couldn't overcome and defeat this spirit of loneliness and depression by himself. David points us and reminds us that we have an available resource. Now check this out. Just because the resource is available doesn't necessarily mean that everybody gonna tap into it. But it doesn't negate the fact that the resource is available to us. Are you listening to me? So we have to understand that we have a resource that's available to us. And the resource, brothers and sisters, that we have from a spiritual perspective, the resource that we have available to us is God and God's word. God and God's word. We got God and God's word. And that's what David teaches us, because the Bible teaches us that David, he redirected his focus, and he didn't start looking just at his enemy and how he felt, but he started looking to God. And that's got to be the key, brothers and sisters. So whenever you're wrestling and grappling with loneliness, you just can't always focus on how you feel. You have to elevate your focus. You have to look in a different direction than just looking at your feelings. I wish I had help in here. You have to start looking to a God who is able. I wish I had witnesses in here to make a difference in your situation. Because sometimes there are particular reasons and causes why we feel lonely. Sometimes when we have somebody's been close to us and they pass away and we've been used to having them to talk to and them to listen to us and them to be there for us, that can cause one to be lonely. But my brothers and sisters, can I talk to you in here? That's why you need God's word. You can't change your circumstance. It's nothing you can do to bring your loved one back. But what you have to understand is that you've got a God who's with you. I wish I had witnesses in here. You've got a God who's with you. And no wonder, my brothers and sisters, that's why I say we need God's word. Because in God's word, in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11, listen to what Paul says. Paul says, now this is a prison epistle. Watch this. He's in prison, not a palace. Paul says, but I learned something. What did you learn, Paul? He says, I've learned whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. That doesn't mean that I like what I'm in, but I've learned to be content in whatever state I find myself in. I wish I had witnesses in here. And that's all I come to tell you in here today, Gilded Edge. We need to redirect our focus. And we've got a resource. Our resource is God and God's word. And we are to turn to God's word to minister to us when we're going through a lonely season. I wish I had witnesses in here. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that's all I want to tell you. Because again, when you understand that you've got God's word, in spite of feeling a little lonely, then you know that God says in his word, lo, I'm through. But I can hear God saying, lo, I'll be with you. How long? Always. Even to the end. I wish I had some help in here. And so that's what I come to tell somebody. You've got somebody with you. Don't let the devil try to make you think that you're in this great big old world all by yourself. I come to tell you that God said, I'll be with you. Because I can hear God saying, yeah, even when your mother and when your father forsake you, I can hear the Lord say, then will I take you up. Do I have any witnesses in here? And that's all I want to tell you, Gilded Edge. You got a God that when everybody else forsake you, when everybody else disappears on you, you've got a God who will always be with you. Do I have any help in here? And if my grandmama was here, she'll say, he walked with me. He talked with me. He told me that I am his own. Is there anybody here who's glad this morning that you've got a God who's a mighty good company keeper? He'll be a friend that stay closer than any brother. Is there anybody here who's glad that you got Jesus? The doors of the church are open for the reception of members. You can break free from loneliness. You can break free. I'm going to ask everyone who's able to stand, won't you stand with me? Somebody's at that critical crossroad where they're making a decision about what they're going to do. And I want to offer Christ to you, my friend, today. Particularly if you've been feeling and dealing with loneliness,
I want you to know that God has again promised us through his word that we're never alone. Old song of the church says, oh, never alone. No, he promised. Yeah, he promised. He's no shorter than his word. He promised. You can trust his promise. Oh, he's not like man. He don't lie. He'll perform what he promised. He'll do what he said. So he says to me, I'm never alone. I thank God for the divine company that I have. I thank God for other people he placed in my life to be a source of encouragement to me. And I don't know who I'm talking to in here today as Marcy comes and leads us in an invitation of Christian discipleship. I want you to know that you can come. Come on. Come on. Make your way. Make your way. We're waiting for you. Come on. Won't you come? We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. Come on. Come on. We're waiting for you. We wait.
He will give you brand new life.
We're waiting for you.
New life above.
We're waiting for you. Come on. Come on. Won't you come? God bless you, my sister. Won't you come? We're waiting for you. Right church, right Sunday. Don't fight it. Come on, flow with the Spirit. Flow with the Spirit. Come on. Won't you come? God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for these your children who are standing in this sanctuary. God, somebody else here is dealing with loneliness. But God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would remind them through your word, God, your promise that you would be with us. And so, God, help us now to receive and believe your word. We thank you, dear God. We thank you that our enemy is a defeated foe. God, we thank you for what you're doing now. Thank you for a sense of peace, God, that you're giving your people now through your word. We love and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Come on, put your hands together. You may be seated. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Reverend Vincent.